Hello, I'm your host, Jana Harmon. Welcome to Sci-B Stories, where we listen to former atheists and skeptics share their journeys from disbelief to belief in the reality of God and the truth of Christianity. Today, we're taking a break from our normal podcast schedule to share some exciting news. We're about to make some important changes, and we're looking forward to bringing you along in our next chapter. For the past 3.5 years, you have been incredibly faithful in listening to these real-life testimonies of former skeptics. Thanks to your support, Sci-B Stories has remained in the top 1% of all globally ranked podcasts, and for that, we are deeply grateful to you. Since we began in October of 2020, we have expanded from an audio-only podcast to include a website and a YouTube channel, making these stories more accessible to anyone searching for the truth and life found in Jesus Christ. Our podcast shows how ideas about the world intersect with real lives, how people search for truth, and how those seemingly far from God find the best answers to life's biggest questions about who are we, why are we here, how should we live, and where are we going? Our podcast is filled with all different kinds of people who are asking the same kinds of questions, with story after story of those who once doubted, resisted, or rejected God, yet are now passionate followers of Jesus Christ. These stories often begin with a low view of God, of Christians and Christianity, rejecting faith and belief for all kinds of reasons. They may think that God isn't good, as in Stephen's story.
You know, hey, we're shaped a lot by our fathers and by our parents, as kids especially. And what I witnessed was very traumatic. Some of the brutal moments where I saw my father, you know, physically beating on my mom. That's something that's really hard for an 8-year-old to sit and watch and process, right? So to me, it was that, okay, if this is who Jesus is, he's not good. If he's even real at all. He's not good, because this is obviously what people who believe in him act like, right? And so I think at the end of the day, the biggest lie that stuck with me about God is if he's real, he's not good.
Or they may think that belief in God is simply unintelligent and untrue, that it's not based in reality, like Kirk.
I sort of took the view that it was, and this is a view a lot of people have, that it was sort of just something people leaned on as a crutch, and it was totally fictitious. I mean, I equated God with the Tooth Fairy and leprechauns and all that kind of stuff, you know, so there was no difference to me whether between them. So when I looked at science, I saw them trying to work hard to come discover what the facts were and put together an explanation that made sense and held up to testing. And I didn't see any of that in religion. So I've said, yeah, it's all a pipe dream. They all just are doing it because it makes them feel better or because that's what their mommy told them to do.
Or more commonly, they may think simply there's no need for God, that belief in God simply doesn't matter. As in Mark's case.
If I were talking to the old me, I would say, what have you read? What have you considered? What comes of what you believe? And there was literally zero consideration. It was very hedonistic, to be honest with you. And I don't mean that in the sense that I just wanted to enjoy earthly pleasures. I mean in the sense that I was just indulging my own thoughts. Because my thinking was, look, I think I'm a pretty good person, and I think I lead a pretty good life, and so I don't really need God. Right. So why would I spend any time on this? I've made my decision. There is no God. I don't need God. And so it was very internally focused. It was me focused. I focused, had nothing to do with any other consequences.
But then those who once rejected God somehow find themselves believing in the goodness, truth, and relevance of God, and their lives are completely transformed. They become huge advocates for the faith they once adamantly rejected, like Adrian, who once described herself as a chain-smoking, tattoo-covered, sexually promiscuous, suicidally depressed atheist who was transformed by Jesus. But now, she encourages others who are curious about God to take another look.
I would just encourage someone that if you're in pain, to try something different. You know, it's like, if you're so far gone, if you're so desperate, if it's so bad, you might as well try something different and just give it a chance. That is what I did. And I couldn't do it myself. I was powerless, but God is not powerless. He can do it. And so I let him. I let him take over. And I have been following him ever since. And I would just encourage anyone to, you know, honestly and earnestly look into it and give it a try.
These stories of life change are nothing less than extraordinary. So now to our exciting and important news. We will still bring you these extraordinary stories of life change, but with a brand new look and a brand new name with the same great content. Starting on August 30th, we will no longer be known as Side B Stories. We are changing our name to Ex-Skeptic, Unlikely Stories of Belief. That's EX-Skeptic. And you'll see our new brand on our podcast, YouTube channel, and our website at www.exskeptic.com. Until then, continue to find and enjoy our content through Side B Stories, but be on the lookout for a change. If you already follow Side B Stories podcast, you'll be automatically subscribed to our new Ex-Skeptic podcast feed. There's no need to worry about trying to resubscribe. If you don't already follow our podcast, please take a moment to do that so that you won't miss any more of these wonderful episodes. Plus, we have a backlog of 100 stories waiting for you to hear. Come along with us as we celebrate this exciting new change, as we grow with new opportunities for better connection and engagement. The first podcast with our new name, Ex-Skeptic, features the former atheist known as Darwin to Jesus on Twitter, or X, who is now a strong advocate for belief. Here's a bit of what you'll hear.
My name's Daniel, and I am a Christian. I am passionate about Christianity and about my relationship with Jesus Christ. And I am a former atheist. I consider myself to have been a lifelong atheist. And right now, one of the things I primarily do is I have a Twitter account named Darwin to Jesus, and I'm trying to outreach to atheists. That is the main thing that I care about as far as what I do online. And so I'm reaching out to atheists and I'm challenging them, and a lot of them may not like me, you know, and I felt the same way about apologists when I was an atheist, but I'm engaging with them, trying to have conversations with them. And ultimately, the idea is to lead them to Jesus Christ, lead them to the Savior.
What must have happened to have taken someone like Daniel from being an atheist to become a passionate, bold advocate for Christ? You'll have to listen in and find out, and I hope you do. These are the kinds of compelling stories we bring forward every other Friday to encourage you in whatever place you find yourself, as someone open enough to take a closer look at God or Jesus, or as a follower of Christ who wants to have those kind of respectful, meaningful conversations with others. Our heart is to encourage the skeptic step by step towards looking more closely at the question of God and the possibility of belief, and to encourage Christians to consider and engage with skeptics with intelligence, compassion, and sensitivity. We are looking forward to connecting with you through, again, our same great content, but with a new look and a new name, Ex-Skeptic, where we hear unlikely stories of belief.